When Americans talk about computers these days, they're also talking about the internet. The Census Bureau says as of August 2000, 54% of all households in the U.S. have access to a computer. 4 out of 5 households with computers has at least one person online. And while the statistics reflect a rapid acceptance of computers and the internet, they don't indicate the frustration level users are feeling about their machines in general.
Trying to figure things out on my own is frustrating and a lonely experience.
People want to use their computers as if they were appliances, and manufacturers are only too happy to sell them that way. But the reality is something completely different. There's at least one instance of a user shooting his computer when it didn't work right. And there are numerous websites that joke about the frustrations of owning a computer. In fact, setting up a computer may be the easiest part of the process. Learning how to use it and all the programs installed on it can be a daunting process. Getting help these days from the manufacturer can be expensive, and all the news about viruses, worms, and hackers throws additional worry into the mix. That's why user groups are becoming a growing force against computer frustration.
It's a collection of people who are knowledgeable about the hardware, the software. A lot of times you can't get an intelligent answer to a question from a retailer.
Computer user groups have been around since the earliest days of computing. PC, Mac, Linux, Palm. There's a group for every taste and color. But that's no guarantee of success. Groups have had their ups and downs over the years, and in fact, a number of the larger groups have gone under thanks to bad management, overspending, and lack of support. But things are changing, and user groups are starting to take center stage as a way to focus support at the local level.
We all gain so much by sharing.
Chuck Joyner is the president of the Hershey, Pennsylvania Macintosh Users Group. He says UGs are no longer being taken for granted by manufacturers like Apple Computer.
So the people are going to go out and, to use a tired term, evangelize the product so that people, other people that maybe wouldn't have considered them or wouldn't have taken it seriously are going to look at them seriously.
User groups are everywhere. In small towns, college campuses, government facilities, and large cities. Washington Apple Pie is one of the largest Macintosh groups in the USA. They're based in Rockville, Maryland. Member John Thomason says there really is only one reason for having user groups.
Washington Apple Pie is a group where members help members learn how to use their computers.
And President Lauren Evans says it's that process of learning that helps get rid of the frustrations users many times feel.
The social nature of the group makes it very comfortable for you to come ask your question. There are no bad questions. There are no wrong questions. And to get the kind of answers that help you move along.
User groups offer members services that include monthly newsletters, internet and email, recycling, repairs, and software hardware installation. There's even computer garage sales and demonstrations by vendors. Tutorials offered by many groups are increasingly popular.
It's a couple of evening sessions, and they'll show you everything there is to know about your computer from the user's point of view.
Hershey Mug's Chuck Joyner says overall, at least on the Mac side of users groups, members are doing a better job of letting the public at large know what they're doing and why. As a result, people are joining.
Mugs have always been doing cool things. It's just that it was a pretty well-kept secret. And now mugs are learning about publicity and how to interact with the larger community.
And WAPS Evans says it's that interaction and support from members that will determine the success or failure of user groups in the future. They are, he says, one way to help end the frustrations that inevitably come with computer ownership. In Washington, I'm Dave Ottolini reporting.